the country with your host, Dave Woods. This is the radio show where country music gets up close and personal. Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told.
Vancouver, British Columbia's Me and May join me here on the show. You can check them out at meandmay.com. They have a couple of great songs to share with us. There are five of them all together, and I have two of the members here, Sean Meehan and Colette Trudeau. Welcome, Sean and Colette.
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be able to chat with you.
Thank you.
Oh, my pleasure. It's great to have you both here. Your sound is wonderful. The sound of Me and May is terrific. It's very contemporary. Sean, I'll start with you. Tell me a bit about the sound, how you would describe Me and May.
Well, what you just said is music to our ears, because we've been around for about 4 or 5 years, and we did a full-length album a few years back, and it was very traditional, and we had a different singer at the time. And so we decided about a year ago or so, we wanted to become more contemporary, and hence forming an alliance with Colette and building this new sound. So your comment is on the money. You described this for us.
Awesome. I saved you the trouble. I'm glad I hit it on the nail, because it is a great sound, and people will hear for themselves shortly if they have not already heard Me and May. Colette, let's get the name topic out of the way, because I love to find out where groups got their names, unless it's like a last name. Then it's harder than it seems, and then it becomes a natural name once people hear it. But how did the name Me and May come about?
Well, I wasn't actually in the group at the time, but I've heard Sean tell this story quite a few times, so I feel like I can actually talk about it. So when we first connected, we talked about how making sure that you had Sean's last name correct. And so everyone says
right.
His last name as Meehan. And when they were developing the name of the band, they wanted to do something Fleetwood Mac-ish and come up with two last names. So they took Sean's last name and the last name of another member and put it together, but Meehan May didn't sound
work.
Very well.
Yeah,
very
<didn't>
good.
Work.
So got a little tricky and hipster and grammatically incorrect and came up with the name Me and May, and it stuck. There's no me, there's no May.
No, she tells it better than I do. That's crazy.
Well, it's like Lady Antebellum.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, name of band.
There's a lady in that group, but there's nobody named Antebellum. So.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Meandmay.com is the website, of course, and people can head to iTunes. So let's talk about – so there's five of you all together. Let's talk about the other three that aren't here and say nice things about them, if appropriate.
Oh, absolutely. Well, there's five or six of us, depending on the day.
Yeah.
So
maybe someday seven, eight, who knows.
12, 15.
12, more the merrier.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
So we have Ben Parker – or he also prefers to be called Benjo, because he plays the banjo.
So I like that.
Banjo, on the banjo and on guitar.
Yep.
He's awesome. We have Joe Fazio on drums. We have Adam Reed on bass. And
everyone on vocals.
Everybody on vocals. We pride ourselves on five-part harmonies in all of our songs. And everyone sings a little bit, so it's pretty cool. It's a great collaboration or collective of really strong musicians and singers, which
mm-hmm.
makes for a really cool sound and really cool live performance.
Mm-hmm. And with five or so in the group, are you coming from different places musically that, sometimes you might not agree on a song or an approach to a song, or can you all get along in that way just fine?
Well, we have this new philosophy, especially since Colette joining and sort of this new outlook, is that the best song wins. I mean, if you hand in a song and everyone around us and ourselves think it's the best song, then that's the one that gets released. Like, we don't really care where the song comes from. I mean, some of them are coming from us. Most of them are. but we're open to outside writers. Colette and I are out writing with different writers right now, you know, guys that are getting hits already. And so there really isn't any issues like that. We get along really well. Adam and Ben are very laid-back guys, and they're just happy to be in a band and playing and singing. And it's Colette and I that kind of put our heads together and do that sort of thing.
In terms of genres that we all kind of come from, I think the vast majority of the band comes from a rock background.
Yeah.
And, you know, for myself, like, I grew up listening to Power Hour with my dad and listening to all these different metal bands. And Sean has a different background. But, I mean, we all have that rock influence that really has made a big statement in our music and our sound. Mm-hmm. And Sean loves to solo, so definitely you have that rock influence.
Even though Feel Good Feelings and Only Live Once are only like 3 minutes live, they're 6 minutes. But,
there.
Right.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Who are your guitar heroes, Sean? Because you are not only an amazing guitar player, you're a guitar teacher. And I think one of your students, well, I read this actually, so I guess I don't think it. I know that Carly Rae Jepsen was someone that you taught guitar to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, to answer the first part of the question, Eddie Van Halen is definitely top of the list. But when I was going to music school, there's a big list. You know, Steve Morse is a big one from the Dixie Dregs. He plays with Deep Purple now. There's Steve Lukather, big studio guy from L.A. There's so many, you know, the best of the best, in my opinion. And as Carly Rae Jepsen, we had the same manager at the time. And that guy asked if I would give her lessons, and we became friends. And we also wrote a song together as well.
Love Me, Leave Me Lonely. What was that like writing with Carly Rae?
Oh, you're on. Wow, you've done your homework. did you like that setup? That was really neat. I actually had most of the song written, but my lyrics were weak. Colette be the first to tell you. And I'm not a lyrics guy. And so my manager had said, you know, you need better lyrics. So I brought it to her at a guitar lesson, and I said, would you mind help me with this song? And she came back the following week with a stack of lyrics, and I kind of picked and chose a few, and that's how we got there.
That is really cool. What a cool thing to have written a song with Carly Rae Jepsen. Of course, she's got some great hits out at radio. You guys perform at some great festivals as well, including Craven Country Jamboree, the Havelock Country Fest. What is it like when you're up on stage and you guys are performing? Because you mentioned how much you guys love being on stage. What is that like when you're all up there, and what's the feeling like? How do you describe that?
Oh, it's, you know what, it's really hard to describe. The energy that comes off a big crowd that's at a country festival and there to hear country is phenomenal. I would say that I was blown away. So when I joined the band about a year ago, I hit the ground running. We immediately went on tour and hit all the summer festivals across Canada, and we're really lucky because we've hit about 80% of the country music festival across Canada at this point. And each festival in Canada has a completely different feel. You have some that are very like party driven, and you have other ones where you're like, wow, all these people are here to see live music, and they have their chairs set up at like 9 a.m. and they're all sitting there waiting for you as the first band on, or whatever, for us, it was first band on, but, you know,
like, at least last summer,
we're hoping to headline, but it's so cool to see music lovers come out, and just the overall vibe of a country festival is so cool, and not to mention the fact that by playing these festivals, we get to see some of the, like, top country music artists out there, and we get to take notes from them, and improve our shows based on their shows. And, we just learned some lessons. And I mean, all the artists, we've had an opportunity to meet a ton of Canadian up-and-coming country artists and have made friends with them. It's just a really great opportunity to network, to show off our sound and our show, because we really pride ourselves on our show, to a whole new audience. So, I don't know if Sean has anything to add.
Yeah, well, it's funny you said you talked about feeling, you know, what's the feeling? And our song, Feel Good Feeling, I'm segueing to our single, I guess, right now.
Feel
like
Good Feeling.
Well, it's funny.
And that's where we're headed next. A good timing.
Well, exactly. Well, the guy, the guy that I wrote that song with had actually come and seen us at an event in Vancouver, and we started talking about the show, and one of the things he said was, well, you guys put off this sort of feel-good feeling vibe, and we decided, well, let's write about that. And so, you know, basically that's And it is inspired from all – a lot of the writing now is inspired from all the shows we've done before. And if I can add to the festival thing, you know, we played on the main stage of most of the festival in Canada before any real serious airplay. So I think that's helping with the momentum that you've been talking about, because we've been out there, and a lot of music directors, program directors at all these radio stations in Canada play host to these festivals. They got to see us before the single got handed in. So it's been we've been pretty fortunate with timing and little luck as well.
Well, let's turn to that song, Feel Good Feeling, and then we'll come back. We have lots more to chat about with Colette and Sean from Me and May. This is their song, Feel Good Feeling, on In the Country.
You like dancing like no one's there at all. Something, but it ain't alcohol. Just a smile on your face, like I'm part of your plan. You're begging for a kiss, the way you're pulling me in. Some of that feel good feeling, riding that wave like oh 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 oh. Well, I wanna know. The smile on your face is picture in the places. Make a move, baby, dive right. That feel good feeling.
And that is Me and May. The song is called Feel Good Feeling. There's 5, 6, 7, 8 members in the group. I guess the list goes on. But
depending who shows up to rehearsal.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right now on the show, we have Sean Meehan and Colette Trudeau from the group. And you had mentioned about, Colette, you had mentioned about all the artists that you've had a chance to meet and talk with and that. And I wanted to ask you, Sean, so of those artists you've met, maybe talk about a few. And have any of them given you advice on, you know, being in this, being in the big world of music and the music business?
Not necessarily through words, but through actions, just by watching them. One in particular was Tim McGraw. We played Sunfest a while back, which is a big festival on the West Coast, and he was the headliner. And wow, just off stage, he was a gentleman. On stage, he was just world class. And it just it inspired the band to go to that level and to be so close to it and realize, wow, this is attainable if we work really hard. So that he comes to mind. There's been a few others. Aaron Prochet, which is a big Canadian country star. I actually, interestingly enough, my wife and his brother's wife are best friends. So I got to hang out with Aaron at his brother's house. And
Wow.
he was
Great.
Really good at giving advice, and you know, he talked about social media, he talked about working hard, he talked about never stopping. I mean, that guy works harder than anyone we know. So and he's doing it. He's getting top 20 hits, and so it was neat to kind of see that it's attainable, just sitting in a room with a guy like that and realizing, wow, this is, if we work hard enough too, we can get there. So
Aaron has a great song out now, Dirt Road In Him. Everybody's got a little Dirt Road In Him. Terrific song, climbing the charts, but everything he puts out, I mean, everything I've heard that he's put out over the years has been amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, really good. Yeah, he's a good role model, right? He's been around since 2001, I think, and yeah, almost everything he puts out, it was so neat
oh, yeah.
to just be in a room with him and go, oh, wow, this is cool. Like, this is, you know, like a buddy. It's attainable. And I think that's what you realize, too, when, you know, another band, I mean, this band's not a country band, but to me, we have the same manager that developed Nickelback for the first 5 years. And to watch those guys just become this sort of rough around the edges little rock and roll band to become the biggest band in the world, and they did it in our back. They started in our backyard. That just makes it makes you realize mm-hmm. that, you know, it's possible. It's doable and it's possible. And coming from Vancouver is really inspiring because there's a lot of those kind of stories. So
that's got to be a great thing, you know, in your own hometown, and to see the path that they paved. And you can learn from them, but just as you said, you know it's possible because they did it. And even though people hear, like, Nickelback, you know, the first time they come out, it always seems like somebody comes out of nowhere, but there's always that work and the hours and years behind getting to that point.
Well, exactly. It's funny you say that because, you know, we're 5 years in, you know, and a lot of people are just hearing us for the first time. They don't realize we played all these festivals. They don't realize we went through all these transformations. So that's right. A lot of the times, I don't really think there is such a thing as an overnight success, you know.
No, that's it. It's you know, it appears that way because of media. Somebody comes out of the blue, but it is all that time and work put in. You guys mentioned songwriting before. We'll start with you, Colette. Tell me about your approach to songwriting and maybe a couple of tricks of the trade.
Oh, well, usually, you know, it was funny. As a songwriter, I always joked around with about ex-boyfriends and getting into fights before writing songs. And I remember having a boyfriend when I was younger say, please don't be mad at me going into a songwriting session. So to be honest, it's whatever I'm feeling in that moment. And a lot of the songs, I prefer it just coming up organically and whatever I'm feeling. We find that the best songs come naturally and easily. I know with Feel Good Feeling, Sean spent a lot of time with his co-writer Jeff Johnson, and they spent most of the time just interacting and socializing and less time on the song, and it came out as a really wonderful track.
Yeah, the fast ones come out the best, I think.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
I've talked to other artists about that, and I hear it all the time in other interviews. The songs that seem to be the, you know, the best or just whatever, however you describe them, come really quickly. I think it's just a natural thing that's flowing out. The ones that might take you, you know, a month or two, you keep going back to, they're probably not as natural because you got to keep working on them.
I think like Keith Richards put it best. They already exist. You just have to be a vehicle or an antenna. You know, they're out there already. The best songs are already there. You just have to you know, be a conduit for them, you know? And I think if you mm-hmm. think about it too much, then there's less spirit behind it and just more contrived, you know?
Absolutely. Do you guys have songs you would want to pitch to another artist? Have you, I mean, you're writing for yourselves, but some of the stuff is a Zac Brown quality, a lot of contemporary stuff. Do you want to pitch a song one day to another artist?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. Feel Good Feeling was actually pitched to George Canyon. And I talked
Jeff
out of it because I knew it was a great song and we didn't want anyone else to cover it. So I got to be honest with you, and I think I speak for Colette when I say this too. For us, it's all about the live show. It's all about the live show. I'm not too concerned about being remembered as a writer, but I want to be remembered as a performer. And I think Colette thinks that way too. Is we just want to play in the biggest band in the world.
Yeah, and you know, and when it comes to songwriting and that creative moment for us where we are writing songs, where honestly, we're thinking about ourselves.
We're being
selfish with our song. No, we're not writing for anyone else. We're writing for us.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
when when we get to that point where we have the opportunity and you know, we're at the point where we're like, best song wins. And if there's songs that come out of that process where it may not be the best song for me and May, but we may be able to send it out to the masses and see if others want to do them, then we'll absolutely do that. But right now we are building an empire.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we want to co-headline with Zach Brown and these kind of bands. So
we want to be singing with them.
That's
in
right.
15-part harmony.
That's right. Together on stage.
Together.
Yeah,
seven of them and eight
show.
Of you. You got it covered.
Live show. Yeah, exactly.
We have a vision. We're implementing.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, let's focus on the
we
live
feel
show
like
then, because then
if we say Zach Brown enough, we'll get it.
We'll become like Zach Brown. There you go.
Keep putting it out there. Exactly.
Yeah.
So your live shows. What will people see when they come to a Me and May concert? A live show. Describe that.
Everything is raw, live. We don't use tapes. We don't use anything. It is just us.
Yeah.
Everyone you see on stage is playing 100%. We have no background vocals in behind the scenes. It is 100% the band. So as live as you can get is what we are. And we're fun. We're jokesters. We love to have a good time on stage. We love getting the crowd moving and dancing.
We're not political, man. We're both forgetting about all that crap for a while. That's really what we're all about.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. So people are in for just a good time, and that's we pride ourselves on just being a killer band and creating that escape for people when they come see our live show.
What are some of the cover songs you do? I assume you do some covers in your shows. What would they be?
Ring of Fire is one of them.
Yeah,
you can hear that on Facebook.
Yeah,
you can hear that on Facebook. We do a little 30 seconds of it. What's another one?
We do Katie Tunstall.
Yeah.
We do Black Horse and a Cherry Tree.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
love that.
We do Summer Nights by Van Halen.
Nice.
Colette does a killer Sammy Hagar. I got to say. Better than Sammy.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
Wow. I think that's cool. So you're changing it up. So they might be a country audience, but everybody's a country and rock fan, but they're going to hear something they might not expect at your shows.
Exactly.
Absolutely. You add some banjo, some fiddle to some of these tracks, and it countrifies the songs. And we love playing stuff that people know. It's really cool, but we're definitely not focused on learning a ton of new covers. We're really focused on on our own material and creating some really great music that people will start singing even at our shows.
And even when we do covers, it's our own version of it. We don't get too caught up in making it sound like theirs. We just do our own. It kind of ends up that way anyways. We're not known for being a good cover band. We never wanted to be. So it just kind of comes out to be our own version anyways.
Put your own spin. That's always fun. I love hearing a song that I know done, you know, with a twist done by a band and putting their version on it. Let's turn to another song here, Only Live Once, from Me and May. Again, meandmay.com and iTunes is where people can head to. Tell me about the song Only Live Once.
Well, Only Live Once, rewind. I'm very good friends with an up-and-coming songwriter and producer in Vancouver. His name's Dan Swiminer. He developed Madeline Merlot, JoJo Mason, and is really good friends with Tim Hicks. And so I approached him when I joined Me and May, and he was actually out at one of our shows, my first show with Me and May as the lead singer, and he was really excited about the band, and it was one of those things, one of those moments where we realized as a group that, you know, we needed to step up our song game, and Dan was very candid about it, and you know, we started talking about new music and creating a sound for Me and May, so that's when we got Only Live Once, you know, again, for us, it's best song wins, and Only Live Once is samples Queen's We Will Rock You, and with that rock background, we loved it right off the bat, and so it has that kind of feel-good feeling, very positive, upbeat, happy song, and that's what we're wanting to project, is just positivity in our music and our show. And Only Live Once had all those aspects to it.
Well, let's hear that song now. This is Me and May. The song is Only Live Once on In the Country.
Gonna hang on the beach, gonna work on my tan, listen to Toby Keith and Zac Brown Band. Maybe later I'll throw on a dress, call a couple of friends and paint this town red. There's a good time waiting right there for the taking, but you gotta let your walls come down.
Tomorrow?
Right now.
Whoa.
You only live once.
Whoa.
Sometimes you're gonna mess up.
Whoa.
Don't let it get you down, you only live this once. So come on, make it count, baby. All I need is a chance to take a chance, I think I'll take a leap.
Whoa.
You can do what you want, but
whoa,
you only live once. Wanna pierce my navel, wanna get a tattoo, jump out of a plane and pull that parachute. The cute guy that I see on the bus, I wanna steal a kiss and say, hi, what's up? There's a good time waiting right there for the taking. I want my bucket list to be an empty pail. My mama always told me not to hurt no one, but you can live and let live and
that is Me and May, Only Live Once. Be sure to check them out at iTunes and at meandmay.com. And man, that is a great song. The production on it is phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
We'll let Dan know.
We will. We're going to take credit.
Please
for
do.
It.
I see Dan's name everywhere, Dan Swinimer, so I know he's doing great things, and he's tied to a lot of people, as you said, Madeline Merlot, for example, and he's doing great things in country music.
Yes, he is.
He's
he is
a game changer.
Yeah, he's on fire. We're really, really lucky to have some really wonderful songwriters and producers in our backyard, like Dan and Jeff Johnson. We're incredibly lucky, and we're also incredibly lucky that they've been open to working with us. They see the potential, and so we've definitely been able to get to the point that we're at because of those people.
Absolutely.
And we've learned so much. So that we can take what we've learned from them and do it ourselves as well.
Mm-hmm. Guys, I want to thank you both so much for being here. The time has flown by. It's been a real pleasure to talk to both of you and play these songs. And I really had a good time.
Thank you. We've had a great time, too.
Did we leave you with a feel-good feeling?
So cheesy. We're pulling out the dad jokes.
Yeah, we are.
There you
After
the
all,
dad
I have a
jokes,
dad,
that's
so.
I love it. That was great. And I've been speaking with Sean Meehan and Colette Trudeau from Me and May from Vancouver, British Columbia. And guys, I look forward to not only hearing more of your music, but having you on the show again, you know, this summer sometime, and we'll catch up.
Sounds great.
Thank you.
Awesome. My pleasure. Once again, Me and May here on In the Country.